Is it so difficult to reach you, Ari? Where are you?
The number you are calling.
Come on.
Enhance your horizon through learning English. It's exciting to open the window of the world. Wanna conquer the world? Well, let us learn English in a very, very exciting way.
Hi guys, do you want to be the winner of the world? Just grab your change. Don't waste it. Start from now. Let's learn English
in exciting way.
Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.
Hello, Sobat Pintar Kreatif. A nice day, isn't it? Nice to be back in English audio program with you. Today, we're going to discuss short messages. Program kali ini, kita akan membahas pesan singkat. Seringkali, ketika kita memiliki kepentingan dengan seorang teman, kita tidak dapat menyampaikannya secara langsung. Banyak cara yang dapat kita lakukan untuk menyampaikan pesan ini. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, dalam kegiatan pre-listening, kalian telah mempelajari beberapa kata yang sering kita jumpai berkaitan dengan pesan singkat. Di antaranya, message, short message service, voicemail, memo, write, receive, send, dan sebagainya. Well, you've just listened to Isti, who is trying to phone her friend Ari. As you heard at the beginning, it seems that Isti found difficulties calling Ari. Di awal program, kalian mendengarkan Isti yang sedang mencoba menelpon temannya Ari. Namun, selalu saja Isti gagal untuk menelponnya. Have you ever got such a problem? Tentu kalian pernah mengalami masalah serupa, bukan? What would you do if you had such a problem? Apa yang kalian lakukan seandainya menemukan masalah semacam ini? Why does the problem happen? Menurutmu, apa yang menyebabkan masalah seperti ini muncul? Please think for a moment. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, you know, we need to communicate to each other. It is our need. Namun, seringkali kita terhambat oleh jarak, ruang, dan waktu. Agar kebutuhan penyampaian pesan ini terpenuhi, berbagai cara dilakukan untuk mengatasi permasalahan yang muncul. Kemajuan teknologi memungkinkan kita untuk tetap menyampaikan pesan singkat. Kita bisa mengirimkan SMS atau meninggalkan pesan pada voicemail. Namun, pernahkah kalian menyampaikan pesan tersebut dalam bahasa Inggris? Nah, inilah yang akan kita pelajari dalam program kali ini. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, because Isti could not call Ari's mobile phone, she called Ari's house. Karena tidak dapat menghubungi telepon genggam Ari, Isti menelpon rumah Ari. Now, open your worksheet. Look at task 3. Kalian akan mendengarkan percakapan Isti dengan penerima telepon. Dengarkanlah dengan seksama dan temukan beberapa informasi yang berkaitan dengan pertanyaan berikut. Listen to it carefully. Find some information related to these questions. Number 1. Can Isti speak to Ari? Number 2. Why does Isti call Ari? Number 3. Where are they going to meet? Number 4. When are they going to meet? Ready? Here we go.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak to Ari, please?
Who's calling?
Isti.
Oh, Isti. I'm afraid you can't speak to Ari. He's going to the hospital. I'm expecting him to be back this afternoon.
Well, could you give Ari a message for me?
Sure. Let me find a piece of paper and a pencil. A moment, please. Well, I've got them. So, what's the message?
Well, I'm supposed to be meeting Ari at 7 tonight at my house. Would you ask him to check and see if he has my English book? If he does, tell him to bring it along.
All right. Bring your English book if he has it.
Right. Thanks.
Well, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now look at talk 3. Again, answer the questions based on the text. Finished? Good. Let's check your answers. Look at number 1. Can Isti speak to Ari? No, she can't. Good. Let's listen carefully.
Oh, Isti. I'm afraid you can't speak to Ari. He's going to the hospital. I'm expecting him to be back this afternoon.
Maksudnya, Isti tidak dapat berbicara dengan Ari. It means that Isti can't speak to Ari. Now let's turn to number 2. Why does Isti call Ari? It is because Isti needs her book. Good. Do you remember what Isti said? Okay, listen carefully.
Would you ask him to check and see if he has my English book? If he does, tell him to bring it along.
Maksudnya, Isti ingin Ari mengembalikan bukunya. It means that Isti wants Ari to give her book back. Then, look at numbers 3 and 4. Where and when are they going to meet? At Isti's house at 7 o'clock. Good. Well, pay attention to what Isti said. It's very clear, right? They're going to meet at Isti's house at 7 o'clock in the evening. Mereka akan bertemu di rumah Isti pada jam 7. So what do you have on your worksheet? Have you got all correct answers? Yes? Good. Well, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, Isti needed her English book and called Ari's house to get it back. Unfortunately, Isti could not speak to Ari because he wasn't at home. He was going to the hospital. Therefore, Isti left a message for Ari. Well, the next activity you have to do is to listen to the conversation once again. Then write Isti's message as required by Talks 4. lihatlah task 4. Kalian diminta menuliskan sebuah pesan yang disampaikan Isti. Dengarkanlah potongan cerita tadi dengan seksama. Okay, listen carefully.
Sure, let me find a piece of paper and a pencil. A moment, please. Well, I've got them. So, what's the message?
Well, I'm supposed to be meeting Ari at 7 tonight at my house. Would you ask him to check and see if he has my English book? If he does, tell him to bring it along.
Okay, matikan tape recorder kalian selama mengerjakan latihan ini. Hidupkan kembali setelah kalian selesai mengerjakannya. Do it now. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, sudahkah kalian menuliskan pesan Isti untuk Ari? Good. Well, at the end of this lesson, your teacher will check it. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now, suppose that Ari reads your message. Then he calls Isti. Unfortunately, Isti does not answer him. He left a message in Isti's voicemail. Ari membaca pesan yang kalian tulis, kemudian menelpon Isti. Namun ternyata Isti tidak dapat dihubungi. Karena itu, Ari meninggalkan pesan di kotak suara telepon. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, look at Task 5. It's a script of the voicemail received by Isti. Isti can listen to it well because some words are missing. Can you help Isti to find the words? Well, listen to the tape once again. Then fill in the blanks based on the text you heard. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, pada task 5, kalian diminta untuk mendengarkan pesan yang disampaikan Ari dan melengkapi teks tersebut berdasarkan pesan yang kalian dengar. Here we go.
Hello, this is Isti. It is my voicemail. If you hear this record, it means that I'm out of reach. If you have something important to say, just leave your message after the beep. I'll contact you later.
Well, Isti, it's me, Ari. I'd like to tell you that your English book is with me, but I'm afraid I can't come to your house tonight. You know, my mother is in hospital now. I'm accompanying her tonight. What about if I give it back to you tomorrow morning at school? I'll come to your class at 9. I'm sorry for this. See you tomorrow, Isti.
Have you filled in them all? Well, I'm going to read it once again for you. Listen carefully. Hello, this is Isti. It is my voicemail. If you hear to this record, it means that I'm out of reach. If you have something important to say, just leave your message after the beep. I'll contact you later. Well, Isti, it's me, Ari. I'd like to tell you that your English book is with me. But I'm afraid I can't come to your house tonight. You know, my mother is in hospital now. I'm accompanying her tonight. What about if I give it back to you tomorrow morning at school? I'll come to your class at 9. I'm sorry for this. See you tomorrow, Isti. Good. You should have these words on your answer sheet. Let's check them. Number 1. Voicemail. Number 2. Record. Number 3. Reach. Number 4. Leave. Number 5. Contact. Number 6. Can't. Number 7. Hospital. Number 8. Give. Number 9. Come. Number 10. Sorry. Have you finished? Good. You have helped Isti much. Isti has got all of the information in the message. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now let's turn into the next activity. You're going to do Talk 6. Kalian akan mengerjakan Talk 6. Answer this question by saying yes or no based on the text you have got in Talk 5. Jawablah pertanyaan-pertanyaan tersebut dengan menyatakan yes atau no berdasarkan teks yang kalian dapatkan pada Talk 5. Write your answers in a given space in Talk 6. Ready? Okay, let's begin. Number 1. Did Isti answer the call? Number 2. Did Ari leave a message? Number 3. Could Ari meet Isti tonight? Number 4. Did Ari accompany his mother to the market? I'm going to read the questions once again. This time, respond to the questions orally. Sekarang, jawablah pertanyaan-pertanyaan tersebut secara lisan. Ready? Number 1. Did Isti answer the call? Number 2. Did Ari leave a message? Number 3. Could Ari meet Isti tonight? Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now we are finding out whether your answers are correct or wrong. Number 1. Did Isti answer the call? No. Good. Do you remember this sentence?
Hello, this is Isti. It is my voicemail. If you hear this record, it means that I'm out of reach.
It implies that Isti did not answer the call. Number 2. Did Ari leave a message? Yes. Good. Because Ari could not talk to Isti, he left his message. Let's turn into number 3. Could Ari meet Isti tonight? No. Good. Do you know why? Because Ari was accompanying his mother at the hospital. Perfect. What a nice boy he is. So you have found all of the answers, haven't you? Glad to hear that. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, I'd like to ask you to do Talk 7 and Talk 8. In Talk 7, you have to help Isti write her SMS to respond to Ari's voicemail. Meanwhile, in Talk 8, you have to choose one of the 4 pictures describing the situation the next morning when Ari meets Isti. Do the talks after we close this program. Well, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, Hari ini kita telah melakukan berbagai kegiatan yang berkaitan dengan penyampaian pesan singkat. You have listened to and written the short messages. English is easy, isn't it? It seems that this is the end of our program today. Keep the spirit. Bye. Demikian tadi media audio pendidikan kreatif yang dikembangkan oleh Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Yogyakarta, Pustekom Depdiknas. Sampai jumpa. Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.